Oh my God. God. I know I'm gonna be in trouble. After this one. Oh my God. But I gotta be honest. I can't help but be honest. Okay? I love the fan. Like I said. You know? I do. Tony Page, JJ After Dark, all the characters, man. But then there's a block from 3 o'clock and on that I'm just bored by the whole experience. It's been done. I thought the dude had retired. But now we gotta get a second dose of the same droning. Going to sleep in front of the TV cameras. Back after this. What? Give me a freaking break. Come on, fan. Stop being so afraid. Pull the plug on that. Make CMB your signature show. They're very good. Honestly. I'm telling you, we're not lying here. CMB, get rid of this. Anyway, New York City is such an interesting place. And one of the things that really makes me laugh is when I see this mayor of New York City. I mean, you know, I'm supposed to talk sports, but golly, how can you let that one go and not say something? He wants to be president! Oh my God. I mean, how many fools are born every day? I thought he wants to be president. He's been going to Iowa, New Hampshire, all these states where he thinks he can test the waters. He carries his wife with him. I don't want to speak about that lady because she's a woman. She's a lady that has her preferences, sexual-wise, are very complex. And I guess the husband understands. But the daughter that's been procreated in that marriage, she already expressed the same sentiment that the mother held for many years before she met the big bird. But anyway, that's not what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about sports, the Yankees, Gio Urshela, Thiago Estrada. Who are these people? God bless them. One more time. Gio Urshela, third base, hitting like 330 or something. And then Thiago Estrada. And then you got Herman, who effectively has covered Severino's role on the Yankees team. The Yankees are blessed. And Brian Cashman is the best. I don't care that he has sex with 2-3 different women, cheating on his wife. That's his freaking private life. But as an executive, we are blessed. Thank you, Brian Cashman. Thank you, New York Yankees. I'm a New York fan. And you know what we like in New York? We like winning! One of the greatest managers in baseball history. And you may not agree with me, man, because I'm not asking you to. But I believe that Felipe Alou, when he managed the Montreal Expos, what he did with that team, with a budget of about $15 million, while the Yankees were like 100, and all the, like the Dodgers and Chicago Cubs, they had these big, and Felipe Alou, if you're a real baseball fan, I'm not trying to make you a convert. I'm just saying that the combination of his ability as a baseball manager with that team in Montreal, where they were able to stay competitive. They played above 500 ball. And from there, you got Pedro Martinez. You got Delino DeShields. The names are so many that it's sad. And as a true baseball fan, I don't even like talking about this. Because it reminds me of what Derek Jeter has been doing now in Florida, where they gut their teams and sell all the assets and then come at you and expect you to be a fan. I mean, really? You want me to come and watch the Knicks and they keep losing and losing and losing and losing, and you want me to spend my money? What? Derek Jeter, Jim Dolan. Irresponsible owners, man. Sorry. And I'm a Yankee fan. I love number two. But come on, man. Be honest. You sell away Giancarlo. Then again, I guess this podcast is about this one thing right now. Really. Who is that guy? Giancarlo Stanton. No one in New York likes him. I'm sorry. I'm not lying. I'm saying what people will not say, but I'm telling you the truth. Nobody in New York cares for Giancarlo Stanton. He is a non-entity. He's not CC Sabathia. Aaron Judge? Sheesh. He may be closer to a Gary Sanchez, who was vilified last year because he didn't put up the same numbers, and now you see what he's doing, right? But golly, Giancarlo Stanton, he'll never be Jerry. Well, nobody can be Jerry because I love Jerry Seinfeld, but no one can be Jerry. But Giancarlo, he'll never be Derek. He won't even approximate that scourge of the earth. You know, that guy who sold his soul to the devil and now got a beautiful wife. But I say one thing about the guy. Say what you will. And I'm Dominican, just like him. He's a great dad. He may, you know, his baseball numbers may be doctored, whatever. He cheated. But I got to tell you one thing, man. A-Rod is a great dad. I love what he does with Jennifer and the singer. Coño, ¿cómo que se llama el tigre ese? Coño, ¿cómo que se llama? Se me olvida. Oh my God, I hate that shit when it happens. But yo, honestly, I don't care for him as a baseball analyst. And I think that down the road, Alex Rodriguez will be a baseball manager because he's a baseball savant. He's not a human in that sense. He's a cyborg. He's like that dude Kawhi. You don't want to see them guys. Think about it. Kawhi is 6'7", and he's like a transformer, yo. A Robotron. You don't want to mess like that. I mean, come on. You see that guy in a dark alley? He don't have no emotion. Have you seen him play? He's amazing. But he's a Robotron. And my boy, Alex. Really, Alex is a great freaking dad. So whatever I say about him will never take away from what I believe. I like him. I think he's great. Jalen Rose, I love. You know, First Take, then my boy Stephen A. Stephen A is crazy, yo. But come on, man. And Max Kellerman. Yo, Max, we gotta talk, man. I know Max. Way back, he'll remember this when he hears it. A Channel 35, cable access channel. Max used to talk about boxing. And I'm gonna tell you this, man. This is way before he was maybe 16, 17 years old. This boy could rip on boxing. So I'll say this. I'm not surprised that Max Kellerman from cable TV here in New York. I used to watch you, Max. that you're where you are, sitting in that seat. God bless you, man. You earned it. And again, I love the fan. I love First Take. I love sports. But I especially love the New York Yankees. Right.